KJAN Sports.
Time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta has agreed to a 3-year contract extension. The school announced Wednesday that Barta, who's been with the Hawkeyes since 2006, is now signed through 2024. Barta will earn a salary of $650,000 a year with deferred compensation that will bring his total up to $1 million in 2020 and 21. Barta is responsible for hiring basketball coach Fran McCaffrey and retaining longtime football coach Kirk Ferentz and women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter, who led Iowa to the Elite Eight in March. But the school also settled a pair of lawsuits totaling $6.5 million 2 years ago in the wake of Barta's dismissal of field hockey coach Tracy Griesbaum. Well, once considered a weakness, Iowa State's offensive line is considered a strength. Heading into the new football season, four seniors are part of a line that returns a starter at all five positions, including a left tackle, Julian Good-Jones.
We always feel like we have the ability to go out there and dominate every game. You know, that's just kind of the mentality you have to have. But, you know, there are mishaps and things like that, and that just comes with film and extra work. And I just feel like in this past offseason, our whole group has been pretty devoted to getting extra work and understanding the game more, that I feel like, you know, and we have so much game experience that we can help the younger dudes and, you know, just even the younger freshmen and just how it goes, you know, being a college football player.
Standout running back David Montgomery is now a member of the Chicago Bears, but Good-Jones doesn't feel that will put added pressure on the offensive line.
David was just somebody who would just do something like totally incredible, and you know, it's, but it would never even, like, we were never depending on, oh well, we got Dave so we don't have to block it up or do anything like that. So we're looking at it the same way. I mean, those guys have an amazing skill set. Johnny Kinney, Sheldon, even the young guys, Brees and Jirel. So I mean, it's wide open. We got a lot of backs who can do a lot of things, so it's really fun.
Cyclone coach Matt Campbell says it's been a long process to get the offensive line to this point.
You're not going to go just snap your fingers and have a great offensive line. Offensive line play is a learned skill. It's a craft, and you got to work in the weight room. You got to work in how you eat. You got to work in how you play, and it's got to be five guys communicating as one to be successful.
Campbell says experience is a major factor in offensive line play this year for the Cyclones. Well, Clemson's national championship football program has been flagged for 8 NCAA infractions. Clemson self-reported the violations and says none were considered major and all issues about the penalties have been resolved. The football violations reported by the school included a homeowner paying a player above the going rate for work around the home on 3 separate occasions. 2 violations involved players on social media in a promotional capacity. The other 5 infractions were committed by football staffers and included reimbursing an athlete for ground transportation expenses above the school's mileage rate. Northern Iowa coach Mark Farley says two leaders have emerged in the battle to become the Panthers' quarterback. Redshirt sophomore Jacob Keller and redshirt freshman Will McIlvain have stood out in a 4-man race for the job.
Those two in the first 5 days have separated a little bit from the other two only because of experience. And then Fombi and Martins will be the other two, not 1, 3, or 4, just 2 groups right now.
Farley says he waited until after the first 5 days of practice to assess the situation.
The 2 older guys, percentage-wise, completion-wise, are a little higher. The younger guys are, you know, they're still trying to figure it out a little bit, which is normal.
Whoever wins the job will make his first start August 31st at Iowa State.
They've had equal rep for the most part. Possibly the 1 and 2 guys have had more reps than the 3 and the 4. But even as early as tomorrow, I'll start to lean a little bit more to the 1 and the 2. Get the reps to them because we quickly have to get them ready to play.
Farley doesn't rule out playing more than 1 quarterback in their season opener. In NFL news, the Pro Bowl will return to Orlando for the 4th straight year and be held 1 week before the Super Bowl. The NFL's All-Star game will be an afternoon matchup at 3 p.m. on Sunday, January 26th. A week later, the league's championship game will be played a few hours south in the Miami area. Fans, players, and coaches will vote for the 88 Pro Bowlers. That game matches the AFC against the NFC. Also around the league, the Bengals and the NFL Foundation are donating $75,000 to help those directly affected by the shooting rampage in Dayton that left 10 people dead. The donation to the Dayton Foundation will go to a fund for those wounded and the families of those killed in the shooting in the city's popular Oregon district early Sunday. The Dallas Cowboys are donating $50,000 to a fund for victims of the mass shooting that killed 22 people and left about two dozen others injured in El Paso, Texas. The team says the NFL Foundation was planning a matching donation to the El Paso Community Foundation Victims Fund. The Cowboys have had community outreach programs for years in El Paso. The West Texas city has a large contingent of Cowboy fans. The Chicago Bears will unveil statues of Hall of Famers Walter Payton and George S. Halas outside of Soldier Field on September 3rd. The 12-foot, 3,000-pound bronze statues honoring the great running back and the franchise founder and coach will be made public 2 days before Chicago hosts Green Bay to kick off the NFL's 100th season. In baseball, Russell Martin drove a two-run, two-run single up the middle in the ninth inning for the Dodgers' 10th walk-off win of the season as Los Angeles swept the St. Louis Cardinals with a 2-1 victory in a game heard here on KJAN yesterday. Marcelo Zuna homered in the sixth for the Cardinals, who went 0-5 on their California road trip after scoring just two runs in three games at Dodger Stadium. Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets beat Miami 7-2, Washington over San Francisco 4-1, Milwaukee topping Pittsburgh 8-3, Arizona beat Philadelphia 6-1. In the American League, the series finale between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals was suspended by rain, with the score tied at 4 in the top of the 10th inning. The game will be picked up where it left off with a 2-1 count on Mabry's Valoria on a mutual off day, August 22nd at 1:05 p.m. Also in the AL, Toronto beat Tampa Bay 4-3, Chicago beat Detroit 8-1, Cleveland swept a pair from Texas 2-0 and 5-1, while the Yankees beat up on Baltimore 14-2. In interleague play, it was Atlanta over Minnesota 11-7, Houston beat Colorado 14-3, Chicago Cubs over Oakland 10-1, Seattle beat San Diego by a 3-2 final. In other baseball news, the Minnesota Twins have turned their second triple play with Martin Perez on the mound in a span of less than 3 weeks. It happened in the third inning of Wednesday's game against Atlanta. With three runs already in for Atlanta and the bases loaded, Miguel Sano, Jonathan Scope, and C.J. Krohn turned three in plenty of time to beat Tyler Flowers after his sharp grounder. Perez was also pitching on July 22nd against the New York Yankees when Edwin Encarnacion grounded into a 5-4-3 triple play in that contest. Kansas City Royals speedster Billy Hamilton is so fast, even the first base umpire couldn't seem to believe it. Hamilton was called out at first by umpire Mark Carlson twice in the first four innings of last night's game against the Boston Red Sox. He was wrong both times. Both times the plays were overturned on instant replay. The Chicago Cubs have signed catcher Jonathan Lucroy. The 33-year-old Lucroy was designated for assignment by the Angels last Friday. The two-time All-Star is expected to join the National League Central leading Cubs in Cincinnati on Thursday. Lucroy will help plug a gap created when All-Star Wilson Contreras strained his hamstring. The Arizona Diamondbacks have designated three-time All-Star Greg Holland for assignment. The relief pitcher led the National League in saves two seasons ago with 41 and has 17 saves and 22 chances for Arizona this year. But his ERA has climbed to 4.54 from 2.33 at the end of June, and he's allowed at least one earned run in seven of his last 13 appearances. A life after Megan Gustafson gets an early start for the Iowa Hawkeye women this weekend when they open a trip to Spain. The National Player of the Year capped her senior season by leading the Hawkeyes to the Big Ten tournament title and a trip to the Elite Eight of the NCAA tournament.
And to me, it's the 10 practice days you have before the trip that you really get the basketball part out of it. Once you go on the trip, you know, we're playing three games. The competition over there is a little bit different. Sometimes it's really good, sometimes it's not good. But international style is a little bit different than American style, different rules. So to me, it's this heart that we just got these 10 days.
That's Coach Lisa Bluter, who says after losing three key seniors from last year, the trip will be beneficial in terms of building chemistry as they travel abroad.
I mean, you go to spend 12 days in a foreign country where your phones don't work all the time. You have to talk to the person next to you, and you get to know somebody. I mean, when you're traveling overseas, you really get to know people well, and you just spend so much time together. It just forces you to get together and build that chemistry.
Senior guard Mackenzie Meyer says the Hawkeyes are motivated to show that they will still be a factor. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.